Time to visit with Ryan Haughton, head coach of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. The Thunderbirds now 2-0 on the year after a win last week, 42-20 against the Southern High Raiders. Coach, 2-0, that's always the goal, to get win every game, but 2-0, a good start to the season. You got another win over a team that you've had some pretty good battles with over past years. So congratulations on a week two win, and we look forward now. But let's review a little bit of last week for the win for the for your Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we're 2-0, and that was the goal coming into it. We actually have high expectations, and we aspire to win every game that we're in, and finish up the season with an 8-0 record. But Wymore, I feel like they were a very improved team from last year, and they really came out with a lot of emotion. They always play pretty well at home, and they showed some physicality that that maybe some teams aren't prepared for, and they really did a good job of keeping us off balance defensively and possessed the ball anytime. When Wymore has 72 total plays and I called 33 total plays, that's quite a disparity in the amount of plays each team has. So they possessed the ball a lot more than we did, and we were very fortunate and lucky to come out with a good win, and did things necessary to do that.
You had 42 points on the board in just 33 plays. You must have had some long plays, or else the defense or special teams scored.
Yeah, and part of that goes into with the 72 and 33 split is a couple times we're scoring quickly on long pass plays, and now your defense is right back out there and churning. I'm sure my defensive coordinators loves that, but when we have an opportunity to get points, we're always going to take them.
Sure.
But we weren't able to grind it out as much as we normally like to. And our quarterback's playing at a high level right now. So, sometimes you got to take what the defense is giving you, and that's what Wymore did to us the other night.
This week you travel again, this time to Fall City to take on the Sacred Heart Irish. The Irish 0-2 on the year. They played a couple of good teams. They're still young, trying to get their feet under here. Coach, what do you think about coming to the Irish game on Friday night?
Well, I think they're an improved team from last year as well. Maybe more balance. I mean, they're throwing the ball a little bit more, and spreading it around. Maybe have a few more targets to use in their offense. And anytime you have a Doug Golds coach team, you better have your dot the I's and cross the T's, because that they'll be coached up well, fundamentally sound, and they'll be scouted very well. And we're working our tails off to do the same. I've got a lot of respect for Coach Golds and his program, and we all know as a staff here that we got our work cut out for us, and going on the road and playing down at Fall City on turf that we're not accustomed to doing, we've got a great challenge ahead of us, and we're actually looking very forward to playing this game down in Jug Brown.
It's one of the things I was going to talk to you about, playing on turf. I mean, we see more and more turf fields all the time, but when your home field isn't turf, it's still an adjustment, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is a little bit. I think just the when you practice every day and play on grass, and that's kind of all you know, it definitely has to be a little bit different. Our kids never really say anything about that, but because we kind of try to downplay it. But I think there is something to be said about it. I can definitely tell a difference, John, on the teams that practice and play on turf, and then when they have to go to grass, it's very noticeable, but there's a little bit of difference in play.
And I'm sure Mom's happy when you play on turf, because the uniforms probably don't get quite as dirty, right?
Well, sure, they should be, right? They don't have the grass stains to scrub out.
Well, that's one of the pluses, I guess. We don't always count that one in there. Coach, the Irish coming in here, as we said, they are 0-2, but that's the kind of team that gets dangerous. They want to get a win going. They got some young kids. They're getting hungry, and you're getting team's best shots now, because you're doing well. You're winning games, and people are looking up going, hey, we got to give our best against this squad.
There's no doubt about it. I think you really hit the nail on the head there. I think where we're at in our program with back-to-back six-win campaigns behind us, JCC is now not ever going to fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there like, oh, this team isn't very good, so we take it for granted. You know, I think Wymore last week probably came out with a little more emotional high, maybe a little more want to. That's something we're going to have to adjust, because you can't come out against Sacred Heart on the road and start out poorly in the first quarter. Last year we gave up the first play of the game, a touchdown, and that ended up being the only score for them. But, you know, we're behind 8-0 with one play in. And we're preaching real hard against that this week, and we are taking team's best shots, and, you know, we have to be ready for that week in and week out.
All right, Coach, we're going to call that good for the Coach Show. We'll visit with you Friday night.
Thanks, John.
Friday night is JCC at Sacred Heart. You can listen to it live on Sunny 101.3 and on the MSC Sports Radio Network.